Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, May 4th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by CryptoPro. Leading off today, 1 week after the release of iOS 14.5, Apple has now released iOS 14.5.1 to the public with a bug fix for app tracking transparency. The update also includes an important security fix, and Apple is also releasing iOS 12.5.3 for older iPhones that are not supported by iOS 14. Apple says that iOS 14.5.1 fixes a bug that prevented some users from seeing app tracking transparency prompts because of their previous privacy settings. In the release notes, Apple says, quote, "This update fixes an issue with app tracking transparency, where some users who had previously disabled allow apps to request to track in settings may not receive prompts from apps after re-enabling it." End quote. Notably, iOS 14.5.1 does not fix an issue that causes the app tracking transparency toggle in the settings app to be grayed out. After updating to iOS 14.5.1, this toggle is still grayed out for some users. You can update now by going to the Settings app on your device, choosing General, then choosing Software Update. Apple is also rolling out iPadOS 14.5.1, as well as macOS Big Sur 11.3.1 and watchOS 7.4.1. All of these updates also include an important security fix for a WebKit vulnerability, so we recommend updating all of your devices as soon as possible. In other news today, a new investor note from reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo offers additional details on Apple's plans for a folding iPhone. Kuo says that Apple will introduce a foldable iPhone in 2023 and that it currently plans to ship up to 20 million units of this device in its first year of sales. Kuo had previously predicted that the foldable iPhone will have a screen of between 7.5 and 8 inches, and he is now doubling down on Apple adopting an 8-inch foldable display. And although Samsung currently has the lead in the foldable market, Kuo believes that Apple will have an advantage with the first foldable iPhone due to its strong cross-product ecosystem. But of course, these plans might change based on production up until 2023. But it is certainly plausible that Apple is planning to launch a foldable iPhone, given that many Android manufacturers have already introduced their own solutions. And also in this report, Kuo says that Apple has a new iPad mini on the way, coming sometime this fall. This iPad mini is expected to feature a larger display with smaller bezels and a more powerful processor inside. Some reports had said we could see this new iPad mini as soon as sometime this spring, but now it seems like we'll be waiting until the fall. We are sponsored this week by CryptoPro, a Bitcoin and crypto ticker and portfolio application for the iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. Hit the link in the show notes to get 1 month of premium for free with code 9to5Mac. CryptoPro is a fully native cryptocurrency tracking application with market prices, news, and price alerts. There is no better way to stay on top of the cryptocurrency industry, with support for platform features such as widgets, Apple Watch complications, Siri, and iCloud Sync. There's also Face ID, Touch ID, and Apple Keychain support to protect all of your sensitive information. 9to5Mac daily listeners can get a free month of CryptoPro Premium, which unlocks real-time prices, portfolio syncing from exchanges and wallets, advanced charts, and curated market updates. Simply hit the link in the show notes and use code 9to5Mac at checkout to get your free month of CryptoPro Premium and help support 9to5Mac daily. Yesterday marked the beginning of the highly anticipated Epic versus Apple trial, and things kicked off with both companies presenting their fiery opening statements. While Epic argued that Apple has built a monopolistic ecosystem surrounding the App Store and the iPhone, Apple said that Epic fails to support its claims with any evidence. Epic's opening statement included a slew of internal emails from Apple detailing how the company built its so-called walled garden. This included emails from Steve Jobs, Craig Federighi, Luca Maestri, Tim Cook, Eddie Q, and Scott Forstall. The emails used by Epic aimed to illustrate the early decision-making that went into the creation of the App Store, with Epic accusing Apple of creating anti-competitive guidelines from the very beginning. Epic also specifically focused on internal communication from Phil Schiller, where the Apple executive floated the idea of possibly reducing the App Store commission lower than 30% once the store reached $1 billion in profit. Epic also took a specific aim at Apple's claims that the App Store helps create a secure and trusted place for users to download applications. The company pointed to multiple examples of times Apple was internally aware of scam applications on the App Store, including one heated email from Phil Schiller about a Temple Run ripoff app making its way to the top of the App Store charts. Epic's argument is that Apple touts the App Store and the app review process as a key benefit of its ecosystem, when in actuality the company fails to catch hundreds of thousands of scam and phishing applications every year. For Apple, the company is focusing heavily on Project Liberty, which is what Epic internally refers to as its strategy to publicly skirt the App Store guidelines and portray Apple as the bad guy. Apple also focused on Epic CEO Tim Sweeney reaching out privately to Microsoft to give the company a heads up about, quote, an extraordinary opportunity for consoles and PCs, end quote. The idea here is that Epic knew what it was doing when it took on the App Store in public, and that it wanted to give Microsoft the ability to tap into the publicity and tout Fortnite's availability on PCs and Xbox. Apple also said that Epic is arguing that Apple should turn iOS into Android, giving up its own competitive advantage by allowing third-party app stores and payment processing solutions. And at the heart of Epic's argument is the 30% cut of transactions that Apple takes from the App Store, but Apple says this is standard industry practice, and that actually Apple's effective cut from the App Store has decreased over the years, due to lower rates for subscriptions and the App Store small business program. Apple said that if Epic prevails in this case, other integrated ecosystems will also fail, including Sony, Nintendo, Google, and Samsung. This is just the beginning of the Apple versus Epic trial, which will run for the next 3 weeks. We expect more interesting tidbits to come out as the trial runs its course. And Apple executives Tim Cook, Craig Federighi, and Phil Schiller are also all set to testify, though we aren't quite sure yet when that will happen. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at ChanceHMiller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.